Roland
Martin. You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
From Washington, D.C., where the cowboy hate office is still open.
He leased space.
We are leasing new space.
New space.
Yes, leasing new space. Yes.
Roland,
yes,
I closed my offices, Roland.
No.
It's sad, Roland.
We have expansion going on here, yes. Yes. There may be a rough time with jobs in America, but we are expanding.
At Cowboy Hate Central.
Yes.
In Washington, D.C.
Tom, I had to cancel my trip home to Texas for Thanksgiving because I came down with a severe cold, but I got a hell of a lot better on Thanksgiving Day. All I'm saying.
You're leasing space? Okay.
All I'm saying, Tony Romo is singing My Neck, My Back this morning. All right, then. So, yeah, Super Dave, I know. Oh, by the way, Tom, my Texans are tied for first place, Super Dave. Just letting you know in case you haven't read the sports page lately. All right, folks. That's right, leasing new space. Open for business. All right, Tom. More than 100 black pastors were supposed to be meeting today with Donald Trump. It was touted last week by Trump's team as a endorsement meeting. When I saw the news, I said, wait a minute. So I made some phone calls, and now all of a sudden, a number of black pastors saying, wait a minute. Didn't nobody talk about an endorsement meeting? We wanted to hear what he had to say, and some plan on challenging what he had to say. Well, one of the folks who was invited to the meeting, Bishop Paul Morton, he joins us right now. He says, no, thank you. I ain't going to meet with Donald Trump. Bishop, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. So when I saw this news last week when Pastor Jamal Bryant put folks on blast, all of a sudden I heard from different people. Bishop Hezekiah Walker released a statement. Bishop George Blumer released a statement. And you've been interviewed as well. And you made it clear there's nothing you got to say to Donald Trump.
Yeah, you know, I just think it's so very, very important. I don't mind, you know, pastors meeting with anybody. I think, you know, you can meet with people, but endorsing, to me, that was just totally out of order because of the kind of stance that Donald Trump is making, and it doesn't represent who we are. And I think that we have to protect the kingdom as pastors, and so to endorse, that was just totally out of order. And I just told them I refused to go to a meeting like that for an endorsement.
What do you believe this was also a ruse here? Because this flyer goes out listing all these different people. Some pastors said, wait a minute, I didn't even agree to go to the meeting. And then it was like, for instance, this Pastor Scott out of Ohio, for 3 days, I'm tweeting him going back and forth, and he would not even get the Trump people to correct the statement. Well, and they didn't do it until Sunday.
Well, Roland, are there any pastors that are for Donald Trump?
There are some pastors. There's a brother out of Ohio, a pastor, Scott, who spoke at the rally with Trump in Atlanta about a month ago. He's going to be there.
Really?
He has said that that certainly Trump is the person who he's going to support. He says others are going to endorse him as well. But today's meeting, now all of a sudden, Bishop, is a meeting where it's closed press, no credentials. It was supposed to be covered live as well. Not sure if all that's going to happen. And it got lots of folks' attention, again, when it was played up by Trump as being a big endorsement meeting, when it's supposed to be a sit-down meeting for him to have a discussion with black preachers. And Bishop Morton, he had one previously with white evangelicals.
Yes, I know I was invited to one in Atlanta, and that's one I refused to go to because that was the foundation that they was laying. And I just think that it was just a setup. You know, you get pastors there, and then they put the cameras on you. And I just think it's just wrong, because I know that there was many innocent pastors who didn't know what was happening. Okay, yeah, I'll go and talk to him to see what he's saying, and then I can also say I don't like some of the things that you're doing, and you need to apologize for how you talk to women. You need to apologize for calling all of the immigrants rapists. You know, I think that that's the pastor's job. There is no problem with that. That, you know, I just see a little deeper than that. And I said, no, I know it's a setup, and I know I'm not going to be involved in it because I know the kind of tricks that people play.
What should black pastors be telling Donald Trump when they meet with him today? Because Bishop Hezekiah Walker, when I talked to him, he released his statement. He said he wants to specifically ask him about Black Lives Matter and about his comments where the brother in Alabama should have been roughed up, and some other kind of comments as well.
Well, and I'm on the same page as Bishop Walker, because I think that's important. I want to ask him because I just don't believe that we need a 21st century bully in the White House. I would ask him, are you planning to change the way that you speak to people? Because it's all degrading. And when it's degrading, and be honest with you, I'm really ashamed of some people in America who will even agree with this kind of talk. And that's what I'm concerned about. I just don't like the kind of talk that he talks. If you talk against him, he comes back like a child. In school, it says, no, I'm going to get you back. You don't do that. That's not presidential. So that's some of the things I would deal with him on. Is that you just need to be more presidential. I don't care who runs for president, but at least don't bring the level of the presidency down.
Have you spoken with any of the ministers that are going today and had that conversation with them? And perhaps they'll bring it up during the conversation with Trump? Mm-hmm.
No, I've had some pastors who called me and said that they're not going and that they didn't know that that was what the meeting was all about. I had those, but those that are going, I haven't heard from those. I don't know who's really going today.
Mm. Well, I don't see him changing his tone or his or what he said, because he was on Meet the Press the other yesterday, and he said he still says that there was somebody cheering for 9/11 when he saw him in New Jersey, and there's no so if he won't back down, on his on the issues on Meet the Press, what makes these ministers think that just talking to him, he's going to change his tone?
Right. That's why I said there's no need of wasting time. And plus, I would not meet him on his grounds. I wouldn't meet at Trump Tower. If he's going to meet, you would have to meet me at my church or at my office.
In fact, Bishop, I asked Pastor Scott that on Twitter. I said, why is this meeting at Trump Tower and not at a black church? He said, well, we did this to make it easier for Trump for scheduling purposes.
Yeah. No, but that's what would happen. If you're on his grounds, then as soon as he doesn't like what you say, he says, all y'all get out of here.
Yep.
That's what they see on TV. So I wouldn't play that.
Is he all making donations?
What's that?
Is he making donations?
I sure haven't received any.
Bishop Morton, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
What's that?
I said we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right, Roland. Good job.
Thank you, folks.